transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. Join us for worship or Bible study at the Transfiguration of Our Savior Greek Orthodox Church in Florence, South Carolina, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry. I was at the monastery yesterday, and it's always a great blessing to be with the nuns and the visitors there. And the Yurondisa yesterday was speaking about some of the difficult decisions that we have to make as Orthodox Christians. And I offered yesterday a suggestion that I want to share with everyone here as well. We were discussing the importance of how we live amongst our family members as Orthodox Christians. And I mentioned that we as human beings, forget about for the moment that we're Christians, but as human beings, the things that are important to us, we make sure are part of our daily life. Even when it is difficult for us, when something is important to us, when something is important enough, we work for it. And sometimes that work can be difficult. When something is important to us, we don't bother trying to find the easiest way, because it's worth the effort for us, whatever that something might be. And I offer that with you this morning because I believe, my brothers and sisters, that is one of the best ways to describe Orthodox Christian life. Orthodox Christian life has only one purpose: to help us prepare to live with God for all eternity. And as we have been saying the past several weeks, relative to the Holy Cross and relative to our denying our own agenda, the gospel this morning comes to another resting point to help us in our Christian life. And today, my brothers and sisters, the message is just as difficult for us to live as it has been when we talk about the cross and denying our own agenda. The Lord says, "And just as you want men to do to you, do also to them likewise." Some people refer to this as the golden rule. But the Lord gets right to the heart of why this is such a difficult rule for us to follow. He says, "If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those who you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you?" Over and over and over, the Lord is challenging us. When we take the easy way, we don't get anything back. When we live the easy way of life, there is no credit to us. Most especially in our Christian journey. And this is our human condition. So don't feel ashamed if you've been going through life trying to find the easy way. Because it's something that human beings have been doing since Adam and Eve. Eve took the easy way. She saw the fruit, saw that it was beautiful to contemplate, saw that it was good food, and Genesis says she took it and ate it. She took the easy way. And what credit did that do for her? Nothing. She found herself, and we as her descendants, every time we take the easy way on our relationship with God, we don't gain any benefit. The Lord continues, "But love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High." If, my brothers and sisters, if we want to be sons of God, if we want to live with Him in heaven, then it's time that we put aside the easy choices. And the easy choices are to follow the worldly things, to follow the, we could say, the comforts of life. To every time we turn around, the decision is not based upon whether or not a behavior helps our soul and helps us grow closer to God. Instead, more often than not, our decisions are based upon whether or not we can be more comfortable. Whether we can build a larger estate for ourselves. Whether we can find a way to eliminate any struggle that is in front of us. But then we have the words from St. Paul this morning, which is just as difficult to hear, but I really do believe needs to be able to comfort us in our struggle. St. Paul, we know, suffered for his faith. He was shipwrecked. He was beaten. He was stoned, left for dead. He was put in prison. He truly suffered for his faith. And listen to what St. Paul says. "We have this treasure in earthen vessels." He's talking about our bodies, the treasure of the Holy Spirit. When we are baptized and chrismated into the church, we receive the Holy Spirit into us. And God comes to live within our bodies. Not just some kind of mental exercise. Our bodies are not simply a shell, a temporary house for our soul. Our bodies have been united to God. This same body that gets sick and hurt and painful, this same body that will one day go back to the ground. This is why St. Paul says, "We have received this treasure in earthen vessels." Now listen to this. "That the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us." This great treasure we have received, the dwelling of the Holy Spirit in our bodies, is to remind us that the power comes from God, not from us. When we get sick, when we suffer, when we stumble, it's to remind us that the power comes from God, that we need to trust in God's way and not our own understanding. That the power comes from God and not from us. Listen to what else St. Paul said. "We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed." It doesn't matter what evil comes upon us. We as Christians can endure anything given to us so long as we remember the power comes from God. It doesn't matter how difficult life gets in front of us. No matter the sorrow that comes our way, the broken hearts that come our way, so long as we remember that God was within us and that the power comes from God and that we struggle to do His will, to love the way He loves, then all of those things, we will be able to endure them. St. Paul did not say we were not forsaken, we were not persecuted. St. Paul did not say we were not crushed because we were Christians. We are constantly being beat upon by the world because the world follows the devil. The world doesn't want us to follow Jesus Christ. The world doesn't want us to be at peace inside. And so anytime the devil can get into our ear, he's going to put something in our mind to eliminate that peace of God that is within us. But we as Christians can endure if only we listen to God. Listen to the rest of St. Paul's words. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake. That much we know. That the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, in St. Paul's last words, but life in you. In our willingness to endure the struggles of life, in our willingness, my brothers and sisters, to take the difficult road of Christianity, that is when the life of God is revealed in us. This is why the Lord says, love your enemies, do good and lend to those who you do not expect anything in return. And yet, what do we normally do in our minds? We normally look at the golden rule, do to those who you want to have them do to you, and we say, well, they haven't loved me back, so I'm done loving them. They haven't been nice to me, I've tried, I'm done being nice to them. It's much easier to love those who love us back. It's much easier to do good to those who do good to us back. But if you are tempted this morning to follow that route, remember this one phrase from God. Even sinners do the same. But if we want to be sons of God, then we will take the road to Christ. And we will love as He loves. And as it says here, the last words, He is kind to the unthankful and evil. They spit on Him. They beat Him. They lied about Him. They crucified Him. They pierced Him with a sword. They killed Him. And yet never once did He turn back against them. Even dying on the cross, He forgave them. Are we willing to even try that? That's the road to heaven. Glory to God for all things. Glory to Thy design.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the Transfiguration of Our Savior Greek Orthodox Church in Florence, South Carolina. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. Contributions may be sent to Be Transfigured Ministries, P.O. Box 5030, Florence, South Carolina 29502, or on our website at www.liveanewlifeinchrist.org.